This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Pimentel, and I am so happy to welcome you to today's session, mindfulness meditation session at the Hammer Museum in collaboration with the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. It is always my joy to be here on the first Thursdays of each month with you, and I'm happy to see familiar faces. Hello, hello to familiar faces and new faces. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to come together and practice presence together, practice mindfulness together. And today, like every day, I'll open with some comments, some reflections, and then we'll move into a guided meditation practice of about 20 minutes or so. And then afterwards, this session will formally close, but I will stick around to talk, chat, meet you, just come together in community. And if you're able to stay, please do, because it's a really nice chance to meet people from all over the world. And I see we have people from Portland and Tucson and Greece. Welcome, Colorado, Seattle, and of course, many people zooming in from Tongva Land here in Los Angeles. So, mindfulness is the practice of paying attention in specific ways, paying attention on purpose to the present moment, this moment here, this one that's right here, right now, with an attitude of acceptance and openness and non-judgmentalness. And this moment is really ripe, right? It's a ripe moment, because it is both the fruit and the seed of all other moments. It's the fruit of all the moments that preceded this one, and it's the seed of all the moments that are to come. And so it's so full of life, so full of richness. And through our mindfulness practice, we get to learn how to be more and more connected with it. I wanted today to introduce a concept that is akin to mindfulness. It's sort of like a cousin to mindfulness, and that's the concept of savoring. So to savor something is to relish in it, to enjoy it, to linger on it. You know, it's like, ah, that delicious strawberry that you just picked from your garden, or that hug from your child or your grandparent, or oh, that greeting you get from your dog when you walk in. You know, those moments in life that feel so good that you just want to stay there, that you just want to feel it fully and completely. And savoring is akin to mindfulness because it's a way of paying attention, a really powerful and pleasurable way of paying attention. It's more restricted in a way than mindfulness, because it's, we're sort of, when we savor something, we are intentionally staying with the pleasurable sensations, the pleasurable physical, emotional sensations of whatever it is that we're savoring. And mindfulness has a sort of wider purview. We place our awareness very openly, and anything that comes in, the good, the bad, the ugly, is fair game, right? We can place our awareness there in an open and receptive and kindly way. But with this practice of savoring, we're really going to, and we'll practice with both mindfulness and savoring today, we'll really spend some time in the pleasure of our experience, in the goodness And there's been a growing body of research literature in the field of positive psychology on this relationship between mindfulness and savoring and the benefits of savoring and how appreciating the pleasures of life helps to build happiness, much like mindfulness helps to build happiness. The mechanisms are different, but overlapping. And this, I want to be really clear that this practice is not the same as grasping for pleasure, you know, like wanting things to stay good or stay as they are. But really, it's coming into relationship with goodness, with pleasure in a way that supports life, you know, a happy, healthy life, maximizes positive emotions and help actually what, as the research is showing, help sort of overcome the built-in survival mechanism that we have as human beings of the negativity bias, right? Our sort of natural tendency to lean towards and remember and really connect with what's painful and difficult for survival reasons, for good survival reasons. And this is in some ways an antidote. I'm reminded of a story that I heard Deepak Chopra tell when he was being interviewed by Oprah. And he said that he had ordained as a monk for a few weeks. And as a part of that experience, he made alms rounds. So he and the other monks from the monastery would walk around and the community members would offer them food. And that's how they were nourished. And his senior monk asked him how it was going, his alms rounds. And Deepak Chopra told him, you know, it's so painful. My feet hurt so much. I'm not used to walking around barefoot in the city, you know, in the forest and in the town, and my feet hurt so much. And the senior monk said, yes, yes, that foot that's on the ground, that foot hurts so badly, but the foot that's lifted, that feels good. Place your attention there. So savoring is a practice of learning how to place our attention, our awareness on the lifted foot. It doesn't mean that there's not a foot on the ground that hurts, but in any given moment, we can aspire to also be with what feels good, what feels like relief. So before we move into the guided practice, I wanted to share a quote with you by Adrienne Marie Brown, who's written a really remarkable book that some of you may have heard of called Pleasure Activism, The Politics of Feeling Good. And so this is very much in line with her whole methodology and her way of thinking about how we move through the world and affect change. And Adrienne Marie Brown writes, "My intentions for readers of this book are that you recognize that pleasure is a measure of freedom. Notice what makes you feel good and what you're curious about. Learn ways you can increase the amount of feeling good time in your life to have abundant pleasure. Decrease any internal or projected shame or scarcity thinking around the pursuit of pleasure. Create more room for joy, wholeness, and aliveness, and less room for oppression, repression, self-denial, and unnecessary suffering in your life, and begin to understand the liberation possible when we collectively orient around pleasure." Begin to understand the liberation possible when we collectively orient around pleasure. So let's use our practice today to do just this, collectively orient around pleasure. So take a moment, don't skimp on this part. Take a moment to set yourself up for pleasure, for comfort, for ease in your body. Do what you need to do. Maybe you need to stretch first or shake something out or sort of stimulate the vagus nerve by looking around your surroundings. And before you close your eyes, because this is a practice that engages all of the senses potentially, it's also a practice that's beautifully done outside in nature, but we can do it anywhere with anything that engages our senses. So I invite you to just take a look around your surroundings right now, like wherever you are, in whatever room you're in, wherever you are, and see if you can alight upon something that is pleasurable to experience, something that looks beautiful or smells good or a texture that is pleasurable. And just for a moment, be with that thing. I'm looking at a plant that's right here beside my laptop. And just take it in. Just take it in through whatever sense doors are available for you. Through the sense door of the eyes or the ears or the nose or the sensation that you feel, touch. And just linger for a moment in the pleasurable experience of beholding this object. Notice its beauty, its uniqueness. And as you do, notice how this is reverberating inside of you, how you experience this beauty, this loveliness. Maybe you're noticing the body beginning to relax, or the breath beginning to deepen. And I invite you now to ride this wave of pleasure right into your formal meditation practice right now, starting. So if you wish, you can close your eyes. If that feels comfortable for you, you could leave them open and keep beholding whatever object you were beholding that is a pleasurable experience for you. And as you sit here and begin to settle in, I invite you to connect with whatever pleasurable sensations you may encounter in your body right now. If it's helpful, you can do this systematically, starting with the soles of your feet and drawing the awareness up through various parts of the body to see if pleasure can be found, if ease, openness, physical contentment can be found. Maybe there's a pleasant tingling sensation in the soles of your feet, or your feet are nice and toasty in your socks. Maybe the press of the backs of your legs on your chair is comfy. The cushion is comfortable against your legs. Maybe there's a smell wafting in from the window or the kitchen. So just taking some time here at the outset to notice and encounter, get curious about the pleasure that's here, that's already here. And this is not to say that there may not also be pain in the body, constriction, tightness, throbbing, discomfort. That foot is on the ground. And it's there. And now we get to spend some time exploring the sensations of the lifted foot, the relief, the ease. So if there is a pleasurable sensation in your body, either very specifically in one area or more globally, like a sense of general tingling or well-being or bodily happiness, wherever it may be, please savor it. Allow your awareness, your attention to linger there, to languish there, to just be there. Not in a grasping way, like you want it to stay like this forever and not change, but in a voluptuous way, in a loving, curious way, like, this feels great. This feels good. How does this feel? and notice the sensations in your body. Notice in a really close and nuanced way, more deeply, what it feels like to feel good in this way, to feel this pleasure or ease. Just spending some time right here at the outset, being in whatever pleasure is possible to access in the physical body. See if you can drop the tendency to create a story around this, have lots of words or thoughts or analysis around the sensation. See if you can just be with the sensation, bear attention. Does this pleasurable sensation feel like throbbing or warmth or tingling? Maybe it's associated with a color or an image. Explore it with curiosity, openness. Savor it. You might even offer thanksgiving for it. You might marvel at your body's ability to feel this feeling. You can certainly luxuriate in it, staying with it. So unlike in traditional mindfulness practice where we don't hold on to things, we endeavor to let go and let go and let go over and over again. But this practice, the invitation is to dive in. To dive in, to be with, to stay with these pleasurable sensations. You might also tune into the pleasurable sensations of breathing. The smoothness of the breath, the nourishment of the breath. The way it comes in cool and flows out warm. Now I invite you to explore pleasure in the mind by calling to mind something that you're thinking about that has happened recently today that feels good. Maybe you reconnected with a long lost friend that seems to be happening quite a bit these days. Maybe you had a really delicious meal or spent some time in your garden. So some simple pleasure that you have experienced recently. Call that to mind. Turn it around in your mind and be with it. Recognize it. Welcome it fully into your awareness. Not so much to follow a storyline about it, but to be with it. And to feel it and to know it. You can breathe with it, breathe through it, breathe with it. This memory. see if you can just be and breathe with any of the attendant pleasurable sensations you might find associated with this memory, this thought, this experience in your body. Notice the visual details. Emotional details. As you recall this moment or this experience, notice any positive feelings that may be present within you: peacefulness, energy, love, awe, gratitude, hope, interest, relaxation. See if you can tune in to one of these feelings. Feel it fully. You can even try deepening this experience of pleasure by breathing with it, as if your breath can enhance it, enhance this positive feeling, deepen it. And maybe the feeling will fade, and if so, see if you can alight upon another, like a butterfly alights upon another flower. Breathe with the pleasurable sensations. And now entering the domain of the emotions, the feelings. Noticing if there are any pleasurable feelings or emotions that are present associated with this memory or these feelings. And really enter into what that emotion feels like. Maybe it's love or a sense of expansion or calm. Breathing with that feeling, appreciating it, savoring it, lingering. Breathing, savoring, and for the remainder of our practice time together, as you follow your own inner guidance and my voice falls away, you may choose to stay with any of the pleasurable sensations, thoughts, feelings you've touched into, and continue to experience them, breathe with them. Or if you wish, you can take up more deliberately the thread of your breath and savor that, the in-breath and the out-breath, the pleasurable sensations of breathing. So enjoy the remainder of your practice in silence. May you recognize that pleasure is a measure of freedom. Notice what makes you feel good and what you're curious about. Learn ways you can increase the amount of feeling good time in your life to have abundant pleasure. Decrease any internal or projected shame or scarcity thinking around the pursuit of pleasure. Create more room for joy, wholeness, and aliveness, and less room for oppression, repression, self-denial, and unnecessary suffering in your life. And begin to understand the liberation possible when we collectively orient around pleasure. Adrian Marie Brown, Pleasure Activism. And as you're ready, enjoying the experience of opening your eyes and coming back into this virtual circle. Thank you so much for your practice. It's a pleasure to be with you. If you would like to learn more about mindfulness meditation, please check out the Mindful Awareness Research Center app or website. Lots of really wonderful courses and guided meditations. Previous Hammer podcasts are available too online. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next month.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.